Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. I am Don Munson. On today's show, we're going to visit with softball coach John Rittman. Softball season finally is almost here upon us. The very first softball game for Clemson will actually be played in Orlando, Florida, at the Central Florida Black and Gold Tournament. That will happen on Friday, February the 7th. Actually, they'll play two games. A 10 a.m. game, the very first game in Clemson softball history, 10 a.m. against St. John's. Then they'll also play a second game that day against Duke, scheduled to start about 12:30. Then they come back on Saturday, play Indiana and Central Florida on Saturday. And then on Sunday, they'll play St. John's again. So the 7th, 8th, and 9th of February is when it all starts, and then the first home game for Clemson will come up on Wednesday, February the 12th, Western Carolina coming into town, doubleheader that starts at 2:30. We're going to talk with Coach Rittman about all of that as softball is finally here and upon us after some 2,000-plus days, as Dan Radakovich said the other day at the ribbon-cutting ceremony when all of this first came to thought and fruition. And here we are about to get Clemson softball started. And the man that heads it all up is our head softball coach, John Rittman. Was able to catch up with him earlier and have this conversation. All right, Coach, so here it is. It's upon you. I mean, it's like a week away, and this is all going to get started for Clemson softball. And my guess is that here over the next few days, a few butterflies as you start leading into the opening game for all this.
Yeah, you know, butterflies are always a good thing, you know. So how we deal with them, on the other hand, is a story. And having a team that's been practicing really hard, for them to have the opportunity to step out on the field and represent Clemson University is going to be a special day. And a lot of work has been put into this season and anticipation and getting ready for the 2020 first pitch. And from a coaching standpoint, certainly, it's been a long time coming. You know, reality is kind of setting in. See the light at the end of the tunnel. But everybody is super excited about getting this season underway.
Yeah, it's not an oncoming train either, that light at the end of the, exactly. End of the tunnel. All right, first I want to talk to you just about, we're doing this interview from your office. So let's talk about this facility in which we sit. Had the ribbon-cutting ceremony for it just last week. I mean, this, when you think about softball stadiums around the country, I've been fortunate to see a few, obviously, as I've traveled around with baseball, but this is as good as it gets.
Yeah, this is top-notch facility. You know, it ranks right up there with the best facilities in the country. And from a coaching standpoint, when we talked about what we needed in a facility, it's got everything checked off the list. We have, you know, just a great player development area in regards to the field itself and the drainage that's in the field and the infield and outfield surfaces. We have a beautiful indoor facility. Mr. Tom Hash helped with that, and his name is on that facility. And it's a beautiful indoor with a full infield and four full-length hitting tunnels and that can pull back. And so you can do defense and offense in there. We have a just outstanding coaches area with coaches' offices and a workroom. We have great player amenities, beautiful locker room, beautiful lounge and eating area downstairs. We have a very nice equipment room, a great athletic training facility, hot and cold tubs, everything that the players need and our athletic trainer needs to keep them healthy. We have a great visiting team area. And then, of course, you know, with the media and the press boxes, you know, I think we've done that first class. So we're very happy with the facility and just very blessed to be here.
And thank goodness for Mr. Hash, because ribbon cutting ceremony had to take place indoors. You had your first rain delay with softball on the ribbon cutting day. It was not a very pleasant day for that. All right, so let's talk about this the first games for Clemson softball. Won't be here. Mm-hmm. Won't be here on this campus. Be away from campus. But just talk about, you know, there's energy that's in that. There's expectation that's in that. Like we said, there's a few butterflies. You know, how do you go about trying to prep your team this week, getting ready for that? Because that first game is going to be pretty emotional.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we had to set the schedule about a year in advance. And anytime you're dealing with construction and construction timelines, you know, they say, oh, yeah, it's going to be ready. And you know, so just to be careful, we said we would give them another week just in case the worst possible scenario came about and we weren't able to open up here. So, We decided to take our team on the road, which I think is a good experience for us. We're new. Everything's new. So everything we do is new, starting, you know, from the first day we took the job here when you're building the program from scratch. So we have some transfers that are providing leadership for our program and some experience, but we have 11 freshmen right now. And so taking them on the road, I think, alleviates a little bit of the pressure of kind of the distractions of having a home game to lead off your first game in the history of the program. So I think that's going to benefit us. It's going to enable us to, like you said, get a little bit of butterflies out on the road and work out some kinks and play a very tough tournament schedule in Orlando at the University of Central Florida. But when we come home in a midweek, we play Western Carolina. And that's going to be a special day for our program and our team, and we'll have a little bit of competition under our belt. So that's going to be very, very helpful. And then we host the ACC Big Ten Challenge, which is a great opportunity for our fans to see softball. But in that tournament format, we would not have played the first game of that tournament. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason we're playing Western Carolina in a midweek. So we have the opportunity to be the first game in this facility.
Well, and that's actually going to end up being a doubleheader. Mm-hmm. That'll be a 2:30 and a 5 o'clock start. And I think that's the other thing that Clemson fans are going to have to get used to. This is a faster paced game than the game that's right behind your back wall here in baseball. It's a much, much quicker game, obviously, from that standpoint. And there are going to be several times now where both of these games are going on at the same time. What's happening over in baseball stadium will be happening over here in the softball stadium as well.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great experience for the fans. And I think there'll be a good mix of fans that kind of are going to be able to enjoy both. You know, certainly we have the true fast pitch fans, like they have the true baseball fans. But I think you're going to be able to dabble into both and have kind of a good mix of fans for both baseball and softball. And it's a great opportunity to see, you know, two great programs playing and two awesome facilities.
Well, and speaking of fan base, your fan day went over pretty well. I mean, it was incredible. There were people packed all over this place for fan day.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, what an experience. And I knew when I took the job here and talked with everybody that, you know, Clemson fans are the world's best. You know, they're very loyal and they're going to come out and support you. And that was very evident Saturday. We had scheduled a practice and a scrimmage before Fan Fest. And about an hour left in practice, somebody had come up to me and said, "Coach, you should see the line outside of the stadium. They're already ready to go." And so, you know, for us, we're very fortunate to have a fan base like that. And I know that the coaches and players and staff here are very appreciative of that.
You spoke about how you went together about putting together the schedule and making sure, okay, midweek games so we can have the first game here in this facility. I guess that the pros and the cons of having that long to put together your first schedule ever, I mean, the cons are what the cons are, but the pros of it are, hey, we can really take a good long look. Let's figure out how we want to piece this all together. Mm-hmm. So how difficult, I mean, obviously the ACC is going to be what the ACC is. Mm-hmm. How difficult, though, do you think this first year is going to be for you for what you've done non-conference-wise, away games and all that kind of stuff?
Well, we obviously had to set the schedule before our roster was even complete. So you're kind of forecasting your roster, and the one thing we didn't want to do is go into the season not prepared, speaking of the ACC season. We knew we were going to have a new, you know, roster with a lot of young players, so we wanted to make sure in the pre-conference schedule that we balanced the competition a little bit. We didn't want to overschedule against a bunch of top 20 teams, and we wanted to build a schedule where we could have some opportunities to build some confidence, but also to test ourselves from a competitive standpoint. And so I think we've done that. I think we've got kind of the best of both worlds, where we're going to face some really tough teams pre-conference schedule to prepare us for the rigors of playing an ACC schedule in the first year.
And the other beauty about putting together your roster, 11 freshmen, as you've already stated, but you've been able to sprinkle that now with some folks that have some experience, and not only folks that have experience, but pretty good players.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We have one sophomore player that was on the club team here who tried out for us in the fall. We had an open tryout, and she, you know, she's very fast, very a lot of speed. So she's going to provide a role for a pinch runner for us this year. So that was kind of huge to get somebody other than the freshman in the program. And then we're fortunate to have two senior transfers. M.K. Bonham is a graduate transfer from Notre Dame, and Ansley Gilstrap is a senior transfer from USC Upstate. Ansley, unfortunately, is hurt right now, but between those two, we have two seniors in the program. And then we have four junior transfers. Three have been here all year. Cami Pereira, middle infielder, outfielder. Marissa Gambardo, a pitcher, utility player. Bailey Taylor, a third baseman. And then we have Grace Matamore, who transferred a semester from West Point Military Academy. And so we feel very fortunate to have that experience and leadership in our program. And it's really been invaluable for our young players to kind of pick their brains and learn from them as well.
Those that have followed the game of softball, fast pitch softball in particular, understands the importance of a dominant pitcher. A mm-hmm. dominant pitcher in this game is like gold. I mean, just absolute gold. And unfortunately, I know that you've had some arms. You've had some arms that have also been hurt. Mm-hmm. So you maybe come in a little bit dinged up at that position.
Yeah, so, you know, pitching's a little different than baseball. Obviously, we have pitchers that can pitch back-to-back days. In fact, some of them can even throw 3 days in a row. And so that's a little bit different than a baseball pitching staff. And so for new fans, they'll kind of get used to that aspect of our game. But we do. We have three very young pitchers that all complement each other. Well, Logan Kamel, who's been here a year and trained with us. Emma Whitfield is a true freshman. And then Valerie Cagle. And they all throw a little bit differently. Valerie is one of our pitchers that's been hurt, like you mentioned earlier, and she's back and healthy now, and we're looking for her to do big things for us. But all three are freshmen, you know, so we're going to throw them right in the mix, and they're going to learn as we go, and we expect a lot out of them this year, and they're going to get a lot of experience. We're throwing them right into the fire, like I said.
Last thing for you, if you could just maybe explain a little bit of the rules differences also between baseball and softball. You mentioned like pitch runners. You can bring people in and run for people. And speed in this game is also of utmost importance. So if you don't mind, we just kind of run through some of that.
Yeah, so we'll start with the distances first. Our pitching distance is 43 feet. Baseball is 60 feet 6 inches, so we're a little closer in that regard, and most of our pitchers at this level throw between 60 and 70 miles an hour, and that would be equivalent to 60, you know, being right around 90 miles an hour, and 70 being right around 100 miles an hour. So it's a very fast-paced game, like you mentioned, and the pitching is a big part of our game. So you know, it obviously helps to be able to mix speeds and mix locations. So you'll see a changeup. You know, most good pitchers have a good changeup, and from that distance can really, really throw off the hitters. And another pitch that we have that you don't see in baseball is a rise ball. So we have pitchers that make the ball go up, and that's a pretty popular pitch in our game, and so the fans will see that. The other distances is our bases. You know, we're 60 feet. You know, home to first, second, third, so on. Baseball is 90 feet. So we're a little closer in proximity, and that's really what makes it a fast game, is that you don't have a lot of time on a ground ball. You know, you don't have a lot of time for a bobble or to get your footwork right. It's you got to be pretty exact. And so offenses take advantage of that by putting pressure on the defense with a short game. So you'll see some of our players utilize the slap game, where they're not fully swinging. They're kind of running through the box and slapping at the ball and trying to get the ball to bounce twice. And that puts a lot of pressure on the defense. So you'll see a lot more of the bunt slap game and fast pitch than you probably do in baseball. And then the fence distances. We're, you know, this facility, we're 205 feet down the right field line, 220 in center, and 200 in left. So, you know, the field is condensed. That adds to a lot more home runs. So that makes it very interesting for the fans. And like you mentioned, the pitchers, it's been a pitchers-dominated sport for a lot of years. And I think with technology. And then in the mid-90s, they changed the ball. They went from a white ball to a optic yellow ball with red seams. So it's the hitters are able to pick up the ball, pick up the spin and pick up the ball a little bit easier. And that's added a lot of offense to our game. And so very exciting game. I think the fans, you know, in this particular stadium, especially, you're right on top of the action. You're gonna hear the players communicate, you know, probably be able to call balls and strikes better than the umpires sometimes. So we're looking forward to having that home crowd support.
We need to talk them into an orange ball with purple sleeves, something along those lines. Hey, all the best to you. It starts here on the 12th of February, obviously, the weekend before that in Orlando. Certainly wishing you all the best. Looking forward to this ride. This ride is going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, it is. And I can truly say that this is going to be a special season for us. Our players know that they're making history. We're gonna compete our butts off every game and make this university proud and look forward to seeing everybody out at the ballpark.
Really looking forward to seeing Clemson softball getting started again. If you want to be at the opener, I don't know if there's any tickets available, to be perfectly honest with you, for the opener against Western Carolina here at home, at least the home opener on February 12th, a doubleheader that day, 2:30 and 5 o'clock. You may have to scalp tickets to get in or go to StubHub and try to find some tickets there. And then on Friday the 14th, Clemson will play host to Maryland, and then they'll also play on Saturday the 15th at home against Maryland, Saturday the 15th against Michigan State, and then on Sunday the 16th of February against Michigan State as Clemson plays host to the ACC Big Ten Challenge that will be happening there. So that will be a lot of fun as well. So softball just right around the corner. I know a lot of you have been looking forward to it. Hopefully you got a lot of information for what will be happening here in just the coming weeks. And, of course, for all your information, everything you want to know about Clemson Athletics, it's right there at your fingertips at the official website of Clemson Athletics, ClemsonTigers.com. For John Rettman, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.